What's up, motherfuckers? Jaded Views, episode 10. And you guys, you can hear, soundtrack theme, a little bit different. There's a reason for that, but we'll get on to that later. We've got a really big show. We're going to be talking about retarded circuses. My co-host is ill. Also, my co-host wants to speak about Mass Effect, why Dina isn't fat at all. And also, as well as that, finally getting to the Andrex advert. Sit back and enjoy.
I'm ready. Yeah, who wasn't ready?
You know who wasn't ready? I'm glad you got onto that. You sure you know what to be beating, mate?
Alice Brash, because it's tradition.
What would you like, Devil's Cut or Red Stag, sir?
Stag, please, mate.
Yeah, you go for something.
Only because it's tradition.
To be fair, there's only... In fact, do you want to get on? I know we were going to talk about it later, but you're not...
I'm not feeling 100%. So I will apologise in advance that I may be quiet as per...
A little bit.
I do. That's plenty.
That's fine, mate. No problem. In fact, I'll finish the rest of it. Might have to get some more beam, you know.
Yeah. I'll get a bottle for next, Chef.
Mate, do you want to get the maple one next?
Yeah, I'll get the maple.
I've never tried the maple.
See? Sorry.
Right, mate. Yeah. To episode 10. Episode 10. Cheers, buddy. Mate, that'll make you feel better. Although you are sweating profusely.
Yeah, you can see I'm sweating massively.
Did you want to take your hoodie off?
No, because if I take my hoodie off, I'll be shuddering severely cold.
I've left the window open, mate. You do look really shit, though, to be honest.
Yeah. Basically, last night, I developed a headache, toothache, earache, my chest started hurting, my heartbeat felt irregular. All this. Woke up this morning the same. And I fucking sweated buckets during the night. I could have had a heart attack or something. But I soldier on through flu, famine, and near death to bring you this hour-long quality podcast.
Now, usually I'm one of those people where I would want the show to continue. However, but are you sure you're going to be all right?
I'll be all right.
Okay. Oh, my phone's vibrating. I do apologise. Anyway, we're going to crack on to episode 10. I'll do most of the hosting duties, mate, while you sit there and vegetate. As you probably know, Dad heard at the start, some of the keen-eared among you may remember that was...
The NWO theme.
Yep, back in WCW.
Out of interest, which version of that? Because the TNA had a rip-off version which sounds similar.
Oh, no, this was the original. This was the proper original back from the WCW when it was Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, and of course, the best heel turn ever being Hulk Hogan when he went all whatever, you know, jazz hands.
Hollywood.
Yeah, I've never liked him anyway. I've never been a big fan of him. But... Kind of a semi-segue, I suppose, is because the major news, which happened, I mean, we are a breaking news podcast,
just,
as we
just a few episodes ago, we broke news within 12 minutes.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio has accidentally killed somebody, which isn't bad. I'm going to try, I do apologise, I'm going to try this. The person in question was Pedro
Aguero.
It looks like Aguero, but I know it's not Aguero. Pedro.
It is now. Pedro Aguero Ramirez.
I'm just going to call him Dave. Pedro Dave Ramirez was falling unconscious of the road after a flying kick from Mysterio. And a lot of people thought it was his finishing move, which was the 619. Now, for people that don't know, I think it was voted as one of the worst finishing moves ever.
Pretty much. No, there's the Bacardi chop, that's worse.
That's pretty bad.
The Cobra.
Sorry, I don't like Hogan's leg drop either. That was that. I'm not into the leg drop.
That was terrible.
Not into the leg drop at all. It was pretty bad. And the people's elbow is pretty shit as well.
Yeah.
It is pretty bad. But...
Although, is that one classic video where he slides 6 foot across the
ring? That is amazing. That is one of the best. Now, we're not going to get tied into wrestling or anything like that, but it is something where... I mean, I'll be honest, I grew up with Rey Mysterio, and I think it's Rey Mysterio Jr. now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Rey Mysterio Jr. He's WCW to WWE during the takeover.
Yeah, they need to make it clear. But basically, for people that don't know, the 619 was effectively... There'd be some move before the 619 where the recipient of the 619 basically was kind of a bit like, you know...
Incapacitated on the middle rope.
Yeah, kind of in the middle ropes with the head out and sort of... You know, like those things years ago you used to get with those... you know, like in... kind of villages and stuff. You know, somebody done a crime and you put your hands through that. Kind of the similar style.
Stockade.
That's it, mate. And then Mr. Mysterio would bounce off on the ropes and do like a little flying kick and then they'd fly off.
Swing around.
Yeah. It was thinking, but it was actually a drop kick that injured this dude.
Just before we start the show, I think it's not... obviously, it's not the 619. Well, it's not. It's No, he's not even a dropkick. He's lucky one in a million chance of it happening.
It is.
And it's happened.
It is seriously bad. So, I think the bit that confuses me the most is basically what happened to the dude was a cervical, I think that's how you pronounce it, spine trauma. State prosecutors have already opened an investigation on the matter. There's no investigation required. You didn't see the video. I just showed you the video.
Yeah, you just showed me the video. It's pretty clear, but
it does look weird, though, because the dropkick doesn't look that bad. But the thing I don't understand is, he drop kicks him from the front, and it does his spine in.
The report I read it on, when did this happen, Saturday?
I think it was Saturday, mate, yeah.
It's Monday
now. It Sunday? I think it might have been Sunday morning it happened. Was it Saturday night, and then it was recorded on Sunday morning?
I'm not sure. I think it was Saturday, because I remember discussing it with Jester.
I think it might have been. Yeah.
And the report I read, the drop kick did the initial damage.
And then the 619 just...
But as he hit the rope, he caught his head on the top rope, knocked it back.
I also heard as well that when he did the 619, he whiplashed him because he hit rags. You're supposed to effectively move away, or you cover yourself before you get hit in the legs. Well, you get hit in the head with the legs. Ain't the best thing in the world, I suppose. Meanwhile, Mysterio took to Instagram to express his grief over the event. Must be pretty bad, to be fair, Let's be honest, I mean... I'm one of those people where I understand wrestling is fake. I ain't got any problems with it at all. But in all seriousness, it is incredibly dangerous, and the people who do it, they're effectively like stuntmen.
Yeah.
You know, and let's be honest.
They take their hits, they jump 20 foot. And
yeah, exactly. You know, stuntmen, you know, they get regarded quite highly for being, you know...
But it's like, when you watch WWE, there's always the one in-show video who says, do not try this at home. These people do get hurt.
Well, I don't know if you remember years ago. Do you remember when Kurt Angle broke... what is his name's ankle? I can't remember the guy's thingy. The guy with the top hat. He was like called The Show or something. He was all tanned up and everything.
I think so,
Geordie Shore. Yeah, basically Kurt Angle broke his... He was doing the thing and he took it too far and he breaks his ankle. You literally see his ankle like all twisted around. It was horrible. Anyway, so Mysterio said, I had the privilege to share a ring for the first time with... I'm just going to call him Dave. I'm doing part. I ain't got no idea how you fucking pronounce it. Probably a couple of more ounces of beer and I'd be able to pronounce it perfectly.
Or tequila.
Oh yeah, well, I've got my sombrero. I mean, see, I'm all native, mate. I'm all for the segues. I'm fucking knackered today. And apparently, it was in his debut as a professional wrestler. So pretty shit, really. In it.
He's got a good record. One match, one death.
Can't get worse than that.
We have to feel for Mysterio. I mean, Mysterio's not wrestled in 2 years.
He hasn't wrestled in a while. He had a couple.
Because
of
he was injured. I mean. He kind of told WWE he was going, and that was
didn't
it.
Didn't he have like a drugs thing or something like that?
Yeah, he had a couple of priors.
I think something
but
like that, didn't he?
Yeah. WWE had this policy that if they don't think they've contractually filled their side of the contract, they can automatically renew the contract.
Yeah.
And it's outside their control.
I don't know. I'm not too sure. I just wanted to cover that because.
Breaking news podcast.
Well, kind of breaking news, I suppose, isn't it? Next on the agenda, sir, you wanted to talk about being ill, but you've already done
that. We skipped that.
So, there is no clever segues here. I'm just going to go straight on to it. Basically, at college, quite clever, me and mate passed an exam, we had a bit of free time, and where everybody else in the class basically failed it. And we got told we could go down into the library. And
study.
Yeah, studying. Usually, that I'll be honest, I mean, I think the last time we went down and were echoing here to study, I was looking at car insurance quotes for a first time person who was wanted to drive. He's like, what car do I get, man? I was like, I'll sort it out for you. And he was looking at car insurance quotes. It is a bit of a take the piss, to be honest. I'm usually on Twitter fucking about, but you know, what can you do about
it? You're doing a good deed for the day.
But genuinely, I mean, I wanted to study. I thought, well, you know, if I wrap up my course, get it all done out of the way, you know, happy days. And I found it a little bit distracting, okay? Because the library's kind of separated into two halves. There's a library and there's a canteen. It's kind of a weird setup, but it's nice. So
it's kind of like a posh bookstore with a little canteen.
Yeah,
You take your fork and you can read your book while you eat your cake.
Well, this is, you're not allowed, this is the thing, you're strictly not allowed to bring food or...
Is it like an invisible line?
Yeah, I mean, there's
no books past this point, no food past this point.
Pretty much, yeah, but you can drink water. Which is ridiculous because you can still spill water on a book and ruin it just as if you spill a mocha or some Jim Beam. Yeah, you know, something like that. You know, I do get easily distracted. I'm a bit like a magpie. If I see a shiny, you know, I start staring at it. I can't help it. However, what happened was it kind of made my year, I have to be honest. And I know it is a topic that we do speak of. Well, I will hold my hand up. I openly speak of quite freely. Retards. Now, we've done short plus bingo. I've had quite a few pictures sent in to me, I must be honest. We will eventually, we'll find some way of pinning them or something. We might even put them in the studio.
I did text you about my missed opportunity.
That was a great missed opportunity. So, again, people keep bringing them in. I mean, we fucking love them. We think they're absolutely fantastic. If you're not sure, go back to episode 8, was it, where we talk about
Shortbus
Bingo?
Yep.
Head back to episode 8. If you want to learn how you can play Shortbus Bingo, we'll probably start talking about it when we've got another bit of time in the show. We've just got so much to fucking plow through here, so it's not the usual, you know, thing we talk about, I suppose. But, retards. There was a good 2 busloads of retards that came in.
So what's that, about 40 points?
This was the thing. We couldn't see the bus. And this is the thing that was annoying, because they got to a point where they were wanting to go, and we were like, we've got to get them when they're in the bus, because it's the pointage is massive. And the thing was, some of these ones are on there. You know, we was talking beforehand about if they're caught in a compromising position, you would get additional points. Mate, you would have racked a total just beyond the scale. In fact, I did some revision. I actually took some notes. I couldn't help it. I took some notes. You've got
a second notepad just of notes.
Now, bear in mind, there was probably, I would say, about 24 of them, of which there was 3 handlers. They had handlers.
Can you just get 12 on a bus?
10? Yeah, I'd say the short bus is what, 12 seats? 12
to 14
seats. Maybe
6
at the very, very, you know, you've got the 3 at the front and then 6 additional ones at the back. But they had handlers.
Handlers. So you get the retards come in.
When I say handlers, I mean they're holding their hand. They were physically directing them into the location. Now,
no, don't leap that child.
Well, I mean, these are just a few. Because the problem was, we were at one corner. We were at a corner of the library, and they were in the opposite corner of the canteen. And there's kind of, in the middle, there's like, you know, if you go to like a bar or something, you know, they have like the countertop and stuff, and you have that type of thing. And we were trying to look, you know, I'm a simple person, and I find them amusing to laugh at and to look at. You know,
that's fair.
To be fair, I wish them all the best. I don't think I've ever, in all my time, ever met somebody with kicking some kind of mental ailment where they are not happy. They're always happy, smiley, and fucking go for it. I don't blame you at all. I'd be exactly the same. But here's a few of the ones that I took note of. There was one guy who was ginger. He was fat, and he had Down syndrome. That's not a problem. Amusing in some regard. Although he did keep asking where Jesus was. Which I thought was fucking funny. The other one was, I don't know how to describe this, okay? Because, you know, if somebody's on crutches, and you know, like old ladies have Zimmer frames where they have those things?
Yeah.
This person was kind of in a crutch that was like a Zimmer frame that was like whizzing along. But it was like, okay, do you remember Family Guy?
Yeah.
You know, what's the name of that thing that drags its legs along the floor?
Oh, man.
The dog.
The dog.
The dog. It's like, it was like the dog. You know where the
Hubert's dog.
Yeah. What is his fucking name?
So I'm sure the paedophile's called Hubert.
Is it Hubert?
But I don't know what the dog's called.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Good boy, Jesse. That one.
Yeah.
And
see?
It was kind of dragging her legs along. And I was sitting there looking, and I was like, what the fuck is that? I've never seen that before, so that amused me.
Put out of his misery.
The other one we spotted was a tall guy with a beanie hat on, which is fair enough, no problem. All his front teeth were out, like that, and he was dancing. I mean, he would run from one end to the other, just dancing, just spiral along, and you know when they make those noises? So there's all these girls like around all on the computers, you know, trying to revise, you know, whatever. And he's running back and forth, going with his teeth out and everything. His handler quickly runs over and grabs him. He's like, you know, trying to shake him, like, you know, calm down, yeah, sorry. And he's trying to dance with it, like, very distracting.
Was handler fit? Handler fit?
No, she was about the handler age, like 50. You know what I mean?
60.
This one was quite funny. Okay. There was this one guy who was, again, had some kind of mental illness, he was retarded, something like that, with sunglasses on his head, which is fine, you know, I suppose. Bear in mind, not particularly sunny, I suppose. But this fucker thought he had swag. Like, he was walking around, like, fucking, you know, that proper gangster lean thing going on with his sunglasses.
Pimp walk.
Mate, and I was like, this little fucker's got swag. I was like, fair play to him, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Got swag, I'm going to fucking end his swag in a minute.
Unbelievable. This other guy had like this kind of weird deformed head with an Uno brow, and I mean a really thick,
like inches thick.
Oh yeah, a beastly Uno brow. It was unbelievable. Another one was another lady, like another Waxico. She had the smallest head I have ever seen, but it wasn't like out of proportion. It wasn't.
Was she
like
a really small person?
No, she was quite tall.
Really tall, what?
No, just a normal size. I mean, what, like 5'8", you know, some 5'8", 5'9", something like that. She was a reasonable size. All of her other appendages were in the right, or, you know, all the digits were all correct size and everything. But
feet on the right.
I've eaten apples that have got bigger heads than what she had. I've never seen anything like it.
Which means she's completely fine, apart from a reduced brain capacity.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know if that. No, but there's some things that are intelligent that have small brains, though, aren't they? I don't know.
Well, no, it was like Stephen Hawking. He's super intelligent.
Yeah, but he's still got a full-size brain.
I mean, he just presses a button.
We'd like Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking is money. The other one I found as well was he looked like a monkey. I mean, honestly, his mannerisms were identical to
Did he walk with his knuckles dragging on the floor?
Yeah, pretty much, mate. Absolutely, pretty much. And yeah, it was just... The thing was, it would have been less distracting, okay, if a flock of bikini-clad girls walked in. Because, you know, I'm one of those people where I'd be like, oh, okay, that's interesting, that's different, that's something. But I'm not one to stare, you know what I mean? This, though, I couldn't help. And Stella, who was next to me, mate, he could not keep his eyes off. He was just laughing. And
my point being now, this is the age of the video phone. Why don't you not video these people?
We were trying to work out how humanly possible we could record them. I wanted to have a picture taken with them. Anything possible. And it was just like, oh, fucking hell. I don't know how it's going to do. And they say, if we could follow it, just to take a picture of them when they're climbing on the shore bus, and say that we would have won some amazing pointage in there. But I'm good, mate. But it brightened up my day. It brightened up my week. It brightened up my year. And it's like, it goes, you know, to say that retards, they're always happy. And they should be happy.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, life is a lot more... I mean, I don't know what they were there for. I mean, I don't know what courses they do at my particular campus.
I'm sure you think of any courses that every retard could really do.
I don't know, mate.
Architectural engineering?
However, though, come next year... Well, I'll say next year. Next college year, I suppose. Next, you know, working year. We're going to be at a different campus. And it's a bigger campus. And I know for a fact...
Those retards will be there.
Very special needs classes. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to have my camera phone ready. I'm going to do it proper. There's always a method, though. Make sure your flash is off and make sure your sound's off as well, because you don't want to be snapping pictures. And
yeah.
Flash is going off.
I just have that thing where I'm going to take a picture of that, but I know I'll get my flash so it's confused. I'll take the picture and I'll go. Poosh.
It happens, mate. Honestly, it happens. It does bring me on to something that, again, because we're like a topical thing, I know. It's not in the listings or, you know, however we want to do it, but it does seem reasonable to talk about it, especially as a segue. And I've got to try and do as much talking as possible because you look like you're about to die.
I think I ain't going to die, mate, to be honest. Sorry.
Mate, are you sure, dude? You okay to keep...
I'm fine.
I do apologize.
Flu, famine and death. I will continue to do the show.
I hope my beard will protect me.
Huh?
I hope my beard will protect me. As you can see, my heart wall is all covered in me. I hope it does protect me. But this was a story that happened quite recently in Kabul, Afghanistan. Do you know about this?
No.
Okay, I'm going to read.
You read it, and I will react in real time by dying on the air.
It's a newscaster person thing. Kabul, Afghanistan. The mentally ill woman, her face covered in blood, rose to her feet and looked out across the mob. She pleaded, but the men meant to kill her. A kick sent her tumbling backwards in the courtyard of one of Kabul's most famous shrines. Men hurled stones at her and struck her with wooden planks. I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh at this. It is fucking...
Walk the plank, bitch. Walk the plank.
Anyway, when she was dead, they tied her body to a car and drove to the Kabul River. On the garbage-strewn bank, they burned her corpse. Okay, there's a few things I want to talk about straight away. Why did they tie the body to the car? Why don't just put the body in the car?
Maybe they're demonstrating what
they must
what
have
they
had
would do.
The smallest, like a smart car, where they'd obviously pounded her up.
Well, no, I envision me a big car, like old fashioned like Mondeo, and they've tied it in the bonnet.
Apparently there was 9 people in the mob, so it must have been a big or multiple vehicles to have got the mob there.
An old Volvo.
I don't know. It must have been so, but I don't understand the idea of why they had to tie the body to a car. It's like, why don't you just put her in the car?
In the car because the mob's in the car.
Yeah, but just throw her in, just chuck her in the boot or chuck her on the roof rack or something. But anyway, I'm going to go on with this because it is a sick story, to be honest. And it does show, I think, what's wrong with this war at the moment. Her name, I've got to say this carefully, her name was Farkhunda.
Farkhunda.
Farkhunda. It's actually with a K. Farkhunda.
Fart.
I don't know.
Farkhunda.
Her name was Farkhunda, and for most of her 27 years, so she's 2 years older than me, her parents had searched for help in treating the mental illness that plagued her since girlhood. It's not childhood, girlhood.
Girlhood.
Now,
so when does childhood become girlhood? 7? 8?
I don't know. I've never heard that term before, girlhood. That's completely new to me. None of the matter to the mob, to them. She stood accused of a vile and sacrilegious crime. And what do you think she did? Bear in mind, she's retarded.
Yeah, go on. Tell me.
She burned pages from the Quran.
But in her mind, in her defence, she probably thought that was completely acceptable.
Quite, anyway, Kabul has been riveted since her death Thursday afternoon, so again, quite recently.
Did she burn pages of the Quran to a DVD?
What's that, mate?
Was she burning it to a DVD?
She could have been, mate, yeah. Cell phone videos of the killing have been circulating widely, appalling some, but drawing approval from others. This is what one man said. Shall I do it in a like a poo style yes. voice? If I had been there, I would have burnt her too. Said a man who on Friday had come to see the place along the riverbank where Farkhunda's body was burned the day before. Now,
is it already a spectacle? It turned into a spectacle.
It turned into like basically a bit of a show. A public persecution, as far as I can understand, which, let me just say, okay, I know for this show, and I speak for myself, not so much you, because you don't like offending people, but for all the fun I make of retards and everything like that, this is appalling. I mean, seriously, this is the most appalling behaviour I have heard for in
a long time,
a very, very long time, okay? Yes, they're retarded. Fair enough, burning the cram, it's not good, but it should not be payable via death, regardless if you're retarded or whatever mental state you are.
A light beating.
You know, she probably didn't know what she was doing. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where there must be an ounce of common sense where you think, well, she's mentally challenged. You know, so
unless they stopped to think and go, is she? You mean, they just looked at her, saw what she was doing, and then
from what I understand, they just watched, you know, whatever. And as I say, retards do not deserve to be burnt. You know, regardless of what stupid things they might do, you know, licking windows and, you know, and calling out. And like with my instance where they're dancing around and making noises. For me, I find enjoyment from it. You know, I don't laugh at them. I do, I suppose. But I
no,
find
it... All you do is laugh at them.
I find
they
it
text
enjoying.
Me going, oh, I'm laughing at these retards.
I find it enjoying. I find it, you know, it's like... I like making people laugh. You know, if they make me laugh, I think they're doing a good job. And the same with some of the stuff they do, I think it's fantastic anyway. Anyway, this guy says that basically he would have burned herself. So it's like, fair enough, whatever. But a hat maker who had watched the mob from his shop condemned the
blessed be the hat makers
as inhuman. Well, yeah, obviously, mate, because she's just been stoned. Hit. I mean, the thing is, right, you know, I think, okay, you know how all over the world there is all different cultures and different kind of ways that people would deal with things and everything like that. There's different ways that things are done in France. There's different ways that things are done in China.
The Chinese made more people.
Koreans eat dogs. You know, there's always some kind of stereotyping to somebody that isn't naturally in that surrounding.
Was it native to that surroundings?
Yeah, they would deem it as, you know, I don't know.
Well, that would happen here. You could burn a Bible. You could burn.
But do you not remember? I mean, it's the first time I've actually ever felt physically sick reading a news article And this was about 3 years ago. Do you remember when there was a hate preaching Muslim group who were burning poppies?
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Now, I don't know if poppies are just a British thing, but basically, poppies are to commemorative. It's a commemorative thing where it's supposed to recognise the sacrifice of servicemen from the First World War, the Second World War, the Falklands War. And it doesn't just extend to the hand of British soldiers. It commemorates everything. So people from Gurkha regiments, people from Indian regiments, absolutely everything. And these fuckers were burning poppies. And they don't understand that, yes, they are burning poppies, and you might think that's whatever, but the people that you are offending gave you that right and that democracy to burn a poppy. And I was really fucking pissed. You know what I mean? I was really, really pissed. You know, when I don't find it acceptable. I really don't. But it's
weird because this is, for whatever reason, more and more acceptable.
But it's these people. I mean, these people. I mean, I don't. I would not ever. I know I take the piss and I say I'm racist and this and that. Generally, I'm not. I really am not. I don't care where you come from, what your beliefs are, as long as it makes you happy, it doesn't hurt anybody.
No. As long as it doesn't hurt anyone, you can do whatever you want.
It doesn't matter. But the thing is, with people, any sort of thing with crime, I mean, you've got everything that's kicking off with the Taliban, with ISIS, all that kind of jazz hands and all that bullshit. But the beliefs and some of the things that mean there's female mutilation, which is appalling.
Exactly.
And then they've got stuff like this where people are getting stoned to death and you have to marry you into a family and everything like that. Generally.
The whole area is.
Generally, I believe.
The whole area is, to use your term, retarded.
It's not
simple.
It's inhuman. And it's like the way they treat humans, to be fair, but more importantly, women.
Yeah.
Is just. Absolutely fucking appalling. It really is. And this is just another case.
Well, these people think they are superior in their beliefs, their ways.
When was the last time? I mean, don't get me wrong, I mean, Catholics are no better. I mean, they're always fucking touching little boys' robes and stuff and everything like that. But they don't burn people.
I don't remember last time anyone was executed or burned anything or killed here for any reason.
It's usually just, as I say, it's usually paedophilia. But there's never anything where there's these Catholic factions where they're rising up and they're trying to overthrow countries and everything like that. It is so fucking appalling.
Because we're sensible about it.
Thing is, my understanding of the Quran is it's a book that's basically effectively full of poetry. And just like everything with sort of songs or anything like that, it's basically how that person determines it.
Yeah.
But generally...
Say with the Bible, the... Torah,
yeah,
all that.
It's basically how.
Wasn't there a situation a few years ago that someone was burning a Torah as well?
I think so. Yeah.
It's not exactly an original idea.
No. It's one of those things where, I mean, you have to bear in mind. I mean, even like in the '70s, with hippies and stuff. I mean, they were going into fucking things and burning fucking books on fucking democracy and socialism and all that. It's ridiculous. It really is. What they did is brutal and completely against Islam, said the hat maker. God, not another fucking name. Syed Habib Sadat.
Sadat?
I don't fucking know. What left him feeling especially worried, he added, was how many of the attackers were teenagers of young men in their 20s. It's fucking bad, mate.
That's a contradictory statement.
The damage demonstrates Afghanistan's struggle between its commitment to conservative Islam, blah, blah, blah. The usual bullshit. They actually had some information about. Oh, there you go. Although ill. Falkunder had a mental melody. That says melody. M-A-L-A-D-Y, melody.
I'm looking at it.
It does say melody, doesn't it?
Malady.
I don't fucking know.
It's a mental malady. Which is not a melody, but it's like mental problem. It's another word for it.
Obviously, mate.
Essentially.
We've been seeing many.
Captain Obvious.
You've got to help me this one, mate, because I had a quick brief read of this and this fucking blew my mind. So again, fundamental in blah blah blah. Had been seeing many mullahs.
Mullahs.
What the fuck is a mullah?
Maybe a mullah is like an Afghani doctor.
No, but then he says mullahs and doctors to seek cure for a mental illness. What the fuck is a mullah?
Maybe it's like one of those Jewish people who've cut.
No, she's not Jewish, is she?
We could be crossing over.
If you know what a mullah is,
email us at jadedviews@hotmail.com.
I can't be asked googling. We know we never google anything on this fucking show. Although ill, Falcone had kept up with his studies at Madrasa, which I'm sorry, that's a fucking curry. Is a curry. Look, it's
Madrasa,
I mean, I don't know if it's a case of it's just in the UK, but Madrasa is a curry. Yeah. In a school. Maybe she was studying how to make a Madrasa.
There you go.
You don't need to, look. Just go to the shop, buy a ready-made jar, whack it in, save fucking shitloads of time. You tried the ones from Aldi's with the rub on?
No.
Mate, they're really nice. You get a little dry rub, and you use it to fry your chicken up, and then you put your sauce on. Fucking perfect. On Thursday morning, after leaving school, she turned up at the shrine of the King of Two Swords. Which I think sounds fantastic.
I would love to have two swords.
I would, which honours a Muslim conqueror in Afghanistan who divided in the 7th century fighting Hindu wars. It does go on. She does, I'll be honest, she does sound a bit unstable, but she's mentally ill.
Well, mentally ill people are expected to be unstable.
Yeah, I mean, she was doing things about running into mosques and telling people not to pray and stuff. And, you know, stuff like that. I can understand, but she didn't...
To me, it doesn't sound much as she's mentally retarded. She's more religiously fanatic.
You know, you keep knocking the desk. Your mic's going to sound terrible.
It's fine.
Anyway,
I sound terrible.
Anyway, I just wanted to use it as a segue because, as I say, I genuinely, anybody that has a mental illness, I do like. I've got no problem with them at all. They're always happy. They make other people laugh, regardless if it's, you know, whatever. Just let's be honest. If you see something that you find, I mean, if you see something that you find odd, the most natural thing is to laugh off it. Otherwise, you'd be concerned about it, and then you take it into
Make a joke. You laugh. But under your breath.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I just found them fantastic.
That woman,
but they do a year not or so ago, deserve to be burnt.
Who was eating a meal with her hands.
That was fucking brilliant.
Yes, it's funny, but you don't stand in front of her and then start laughing at her.
Can you talk about another subject? In fact, let me put that there. You want to talk about Mass Effect, don't you?
Yeah, I've been playing Mass Effect recently. If you're not familiar, it's the Epic. You use Epic.
What, Mass Effect?
Yeah.
I like Mass Effect.
Epic space opera.
Oh, am I?
Oh, wait, what flavour did I pick?
You got sour cream and onion.
Excellent.
Will that make you feel ill?
Yeah.
This is just going to be easy for 20 minutes, isn't it? These are really nice.
Nice.
Keep talking. Why keep eating? Yes.
It occurred to me, I was on the way over here, sat in traffic, nothing to really worry about other than crawling forward. And I realised something. There are no fat people in Mass Effect.
Now, for people, let's be honest, some people may not know what Mass Effect is. Educate the people.
No, it is. It's an epic space opera.
It's a video game.
It's an epic space opera story.
Yeah.
Where you find these mystical, extra universe robots, which they kill everybody, essentially, yeah?
Aliens and synthetics.
Not a problem. But you travel, you go to a lot of systems, a lot of different planets, etc.
Yeah.
You never see a single fat human being.
No, you don't.
You never see a fat Asari, a fat
Turian, fat Quarian.
Exactly. You don't see any fat people at all in this game.
Why? I have to know you're wrong.
You're wrong. I'm wrong.
Yeah, there is something that's fat in there. I'm gonna have you think about this.
Go on.
No, have a think. There is one species that is fat.
No, I'm not saying a fat species. I'm saying an individual of a species.
They're
all perfectly muscular, thin.
I sound really geeky here. The Volus. The ones in the suits. They are fat.
Yeah, and they've got big four-legged things as well.
That's thin. Like more of a mammal, isn't it?
But what I'm saying, say there's there's not a single human in the game which is fat.
But also, I don't know if you found... The game is incredibly sexually provocative.
Yeah.
Like, Miranda Lawson, who wears like a leotard, like a skin-tight leotard, and every camera angle that they ever
use...
Shows off her arse. It's like they're immense... You can have some, mate.
Yeah, that's just funny.
Actually, I'm going to eat all these, because you ate my tomato frazzles from last week.
I was actually looking for some tomato frazzles, but I couldn't find any in the chair, though.
And also, there's a synthetic in there. You know Edie, the robot?
Yeah.
And when she gets a suit, okay?
It's
you know, you can change the costumes, okay?
Yeah.
They've given her a camel toe. A robot does not need a camel toe. It's nice, but it's
nice,
like you don't...
don't need that.
Robot does not need camel toe. Robots don't require a camel toe. But they must have obviously thought, let me sculpt this into it to make it look more feminine. Fucking tea right now.
I was there with a little file. What are you working on? Working on the camel toe today. Firing away.
That must be a great job. You know, if you're a graphics designer, like a character yeah. builder, and they go, what are you doing today? I'm working on this robot's camel toe.
That's nice. We're working on tomorrow. Yeah, the robot's left breast.
It's a good job, mate.
It'll be a good job. Pretty sure I can't draw for shit.
We're over time.
We are 35 minutes, mate.
Oh, mate.
I know, time's walking slowly today.
It is. What else can we talk about?
Moving on. A long time ago, we were going to discuss the infamous Andrex advert.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I think it was episode 1 we were going to discuss this.
Yeah, I originally said
we are now going to play and discuss the Andrex advert.
Yeah, let me just
take it away.
Let me just say, I mean, I even forgot, mate. I've even got my notebook closed. I'm fucking out of it today. You're out of it today.
I'm out of it.
I think it's going to be the greatest podcast in the world. But basically, all the way back in episode 1, I said, don't eat all of that.
I'm not going to eat all
of that. In fact, actually, can I swap? Because, let me give you them. The sweet chilli, because I don't like chilli. But I do like, I have a thing for sour cream. Alright, I'm going to hide them over there. Right, basically.
Well, I didn't really know what you liked, so I thought I'd get some. This one
I like them.
So.
I like them. Episode 1, I said I was going to discuss.
Yeah.
You open the pack. Such a child.
Kind of childish.
Right. All the way back to episode 1, I said I wanted to discuss about this Andrex advert. Okay? Now, for people you don't know out there, basically, in the UK, we have a toilet roll supplier, or log, like bog roll, whatever, it's called Andrex. Roll. Usually advertised via little dogs, you know, like.
Little golden puppy dogs.
Golden retrievers, puppy dogs, you know, walking around, always playing with the loo rolls and stuff and everything like that.
Happy as anything.
Happy as anything. Now, I think from Christmas last year, they'd started bringing out new adverts, okay? Yeah. Now, we're going to play the clip, but I just want to let you guys understand just a little bit at the start. So basically, they ask how you feel after you've been to the toilet, okay? So they pan to a couple of adults, and they're all sort of giggling and stuff and everything like that. And now I'm just going to play the clip for you, and you can kind of make up your own minds and see if any of you understand the same principles I do. So if you would, sir,
I will roll the clip.
Please roll the clip.
Oh dear.
I feel as clean as a washed potato.
As clean as a ladybird.
Sparkles.
Clean as carrot.
As clean as extreme, sparkling, shiny stars.
Spot, anything wrong with that?
There's a lot of things wrong with that. Because if my child came home and someone asked me what it feels like to wipe my arse at school today, my kid will obviously
it is
swear.
The most
I would not be happy.
Advert in the world. Basically, it goes on to say, you know, as I say, how do you feel when, you know, you've been to the toilet and all the adults giggle, blah, blah. And it passed these kids are dead fucking simple, you know what I mean? They use the most descriptive names possible to describe how they go to the toilet and how it makes them feel, okay? Just as you pointed out, right? If my kid came home and I said, love of my life, you know, bar obviously my wife at the time, because I'm never going to bring a bastard into my life.
Exactly.
Love of my life, put my arm around him or her and I say, how's your day been? Say, oh yeah, it's been really good, you know, coloured inside the lines. This man asked me what it felt like after I'd been to the toilet. And I'd be like, right, okay, first off, you need to tell Daddy what this person looks like, because Daddy's going to go and sever the neck. I will actually burn them. Yeah. I will take a book out of the fucking Quran, and I will burn the fuckers.
With the Quran.
It is disgusting to actually...
Who do you think we are? Do you think we are the Catholic Church?
Who came up with the whole concept of asking children?
There must have been a lot of money involved for the parents there.
It blows my mind, mate.
But it is right.
It blows my mind that anybody would be in their right mind to ask.
And then you got through the censors as well.
Yeah.
See, that was on the censors committee.
But the idea.
I mean, whoa. No. No, I'm not having that. I'm not having that on my television channel or whatever. You know what I mean?
I think I must be the only person who would be working for Andrex with a go, right, we've been working for tireless things to get our new advert campaign out. This is our grand opening. Play the PowerPoint presentation. And then they go through it and they show us all the clips and they would play it. And I'd be the only one around the big oval table where Andrex would go, are you fucking serious?
Are you for fucking real?
You're actually wanting to bring an advert out that's asking children to describe their arseholes as sparkly stars? It's fucking sick.
It's sick. Just sick.
No, but even so, at no point in life is that socially acceptable.
No.
To ask a child how it feels. I mean, I probably wouldn't even ask my own kid.
If it is your own child, and he's ill.
Unless, I don't know, same example, the kid come down and said, I don't feel very well. I was like, oh, so well, I went to the toilet and XYZ happened. I'm like, right, okay then. But if I was watching telly and I'm flicking through it, my kid comes downstairs, I'm not going to say, oh yeah, little Bobby, tell me what it was like when you put that toilet paper up your arsehole. You know, it's just like you've got your fucking bell ending in one. It is fucking sick. It is the Gary Glitter of all Andrex.
Do you reckon you got Jimmy Savile to film that?
Oh, mate, he is fucking spinning his grave. He thinks he's won one up because he thinks it's so...
Right, we're going to film this advert. We're going to ask all these children these questions.
How long do you think it will be? And this is no respect to the gays or anything like that. But you know, over, you know, time, homosexuality, be it if you're lesbian, bisexual, whatever, or gay, it's become more acceptable to, you know, dabble, if you wish, in those affairs. And I think everybody's, you know, you're more than welcome to. Whatever happens behind closed doors happens behind closed doors. How long do you think it will be before, I mean, it might be 50 years, before they try and push that paedophilia is some kind of normal thing? That it's socially acceptable.
But you have to remember, our generation would still be here. And our generation will so...
Let's be honest.
No, you're fucking wrong.
Things go by trends, okay? So, case in point, a dentist I go to is in a really posh area. I mean, it is ridiculously posh. And they are immensely racist. I mean, unbelievably racist. I know I joke about it. I'm not racist in the slightest. I take the piss out of just about anything and everything. I don't even mind people taking the piss out of me. You know, I'm very open-minded. I love a bit of banter. But these people are thoroughbred racist. I mean, we're talking people from the 30s. You know, where that
in the last 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
Look how far we've come from racism.
Now, case in point, this is my point.
And you know what I mean? Normal homosexuality and racism has come a long way in the last 30, 40 years.
But you still have, and this is the point I was going to make. At my dentist, I was talking to my dentist, and he said, oh, really posh.
Mr. Dentist, mate.
Fucking awesome, Blake. I mean, Jerry, he's one of the best dentists ever. I think he's the greatest. I mean, he does work on my teeth, and I can't even see what he's done because he's that fucking good at it. He never feared anything. And he was,
I think you're being scammed there, mate.
Probably, mate. And the thing is, I have white fillings, so it's like it all blends in rather than you've got metal just clinging to your mouth. I've only got 3 fillings, but it's kind of worth it, I think, the expense. And he's moved to this practice because he used to be in a university. And as you can imagine, in a university, you get all manner of people from all walks of life that come in. And,
I won't interrupt you, so these are very nice. You are missing out.
Mate, I'm not interested in sweet chilli anyway. And he's like, and I was talking to him, says, oh, you know, how you going? He's like, oh, Melon's, take a seat. You know, it's great to hear from you. You know, how you going? Because he's changed practice, obviously, following around. And he's like, you know, the people here are, you know, incredibly racist. I was like, oh, well, you know, why is that? He's like, well, you know, case in point, you know, this old lady came, you know, she was about sort of 80 odd. And basically she paid £40 to get a taxi to the dental practice. And when she walked in, she realised we had a South African dental nurse. And she immediately called for a £40 taxi to take her home. And I just looked and I was like, are you fucking serious? And he's like, no, the people here are, you know, well, really fucking racist.
Oh, no, last time I went to the dentist, every single person...
How often do you go to the dentist?
When I need to.
You shouldn't do that.
I know, but...
I go... Oh, my thing's gone down. I go twice a year to the hygienist to have my teeth cleaned, and then once every year to have a checkup, and then every 2 years for an x-ray. You really should, mate. I mean, you really should.
I probably really should. But last time I went, every... What are we called? It's dentist, but every...
Dentist?
Every dentist. There's about 5 or 6 dentists.
Yeah.
And every single one of them was Asian.
Really?
And
but how did that make you feel?
It made me feel a bit like, well, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I live in a predominantly white area.
This is the bit. This is the bit that's
that
weird.
That is the highest concentration of Asians were in his dentist.
That's really weird. But the thing is, I mean, people go, "Oh, you're being racist." Yeah, it's not. You where you live, and I know for a fact, just like where I live, it is white. Minority
it's a white
is,
area.
Is white.
So when you do see splashes of other races,
usually
that is to see it's politically correct there.
We have also said this in episode, is it 8 or episode 9, where we were talking about your takeaways and stuff and everything like that. There are kind of your minorities, if you like, that run those establishments.
But the only place you see them is in the takeaway. You know what I mean? Either serving you food or in the dentist.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, where do these people live?
Yeah.
B, you never see them go between the dentist and wherever they do live.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, in a predominantly white community, I'm sure a dentist in that location would be predominantly white.
You would think so. I mean, you would think so. What was we even talking about? How did we get on to race?
You were talking about being a dentist, and then I
was talking about the dentist, because that was because I was talking about race, and I was talking about racism. Dude, I'm
vegetarian.
Baby
Quran?
No, we've done that. In the Quran.
No, it's poppies before that.
Poppies. Talking about the poppies.
No, we're talking about that.
Dude, we're fucked, man.
No, what it was, we were talking about last sentence there. Studies at no
the two swords which honors Muslim conquest.
Harry Malaz and Doctor.
We talked, but that was.
And then we kind of drifted over to racism.
I remember now. We were talking about gays and we were talking about paedophiles, where it would be acceptable, blah blah, that type of thing. And you're going back to it. So even nowadays, you know, I was pretty much everybody in our age. You know, we don't care if you're black, white, mustard, green, whatever,
green, blue,
not bothered at all. But there is still the people that harbour you, because from their generation, that's what they were brought up to feel is an acceptable behaviour.
Yeah.
So, I would probably say from the 30s, 40s, 50s, a lot of homophobia and a lot of... Does homophobia include lesbians? Is it under that same bracket, or is homophobia strictly for gays? Like,
I'm sure it... But what defines a lesbian relationship? Because you can watch lesbian porn, that's two hot women who obviously aren't...
They're classed as lipstick lesbians.
And then... A lesbian relationship is that. You know, I mean, what's the definition? There's no definition.
Does it all come under the bracket of homosexuality?
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, it all comes under the one bracket.
Yeah,
but you know, there's different degrees.
But let's say we'll I do apologise. I mean, again, I ain't got a fucking clue.
But if you are a lesbian,
if you're a lesbian and you want to educate the show, please get in touch with us. But I will say we'll put you in that one bubble of homosexuality. So there is a lot of people from the older generation which were brought up to be racist. Not intently, but it's just the background you're brought in. You were born to kind of be in an area where it was looked upon that, you know, racism, homosexualism, whatever the fuck, I don't know. And it's kind of, over the years, it's weird that those people have died. So it's become acceptable that, yeah, if
it's
you're
so
gay,
more acceptable, but then you have to remember the media is also pushing that.
It's like... Because those people face that, it's like, yeah, if you're black, you can go on the bus, you can get a job, you've got exactly the same rights as anybody else. Just in the same way is if you're homosexual, it's like, don't get me wrong, I don't think it's natural.
It's not natural.
It's obviously not natural. This is the one thing that does annoy me.
Being with homosexuality, if you're not openly gay, say, like, our mutual friend who drives a Lexus.
Yeah, he's gay as fuck.
You know what I mean? If you're not openly gay, then you can't be denied those rights if there was a rights divide. Do you know what I mean? We can't deny you those rights if you're not publicly gay.
It's the same, I mean...
So you can't be secretly black because you're obviously black.
But my point is, the thing that annoys me a little... It's the only thing I've got against the gays, to be honest. Part of the bitchiness, because they are quite bitchy, but I find that quite amusing. I think the gays are fantastic, to be honest. You know what? I would love to have gay friends. Without them wanting to have my ass. If I'm being truthful, because I think gays are fantastic. But the thing is for me, when they go, it's natural. I'm sorry, it's not natural, because if it was natural, the human race would be in a pretty shit place, let's be honest, because nobody would be reproducing. It's not a natural thing. It's natural, I think, to want to fancy, you know, somebody of the same sex. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But it's when they go, oh, it is natural. I'm going to do the gay voice there. Oh, it's natural. It's not natural. It's not natural.
It's not natural.
It's the opposite of natural, because if it was natural, there'd be a whole different cycle of reproducing to keep humanity going. But
what is natural is a man and a woman, and that's fine. Sorry to dash all your hopes.
But
our colossal gay audience.
As those people have phased out, these bigots, if you like, it's become acceptable that you can, same-sex people can get married, same-sex people have the right rights, you know, the same thing, blah, blah, blah. As I say, black people, they don't have to be at the back of the bush, you know, all that fucking rigmarole, all that bullshit. But how long will it be before they try and push the paedophilia is just the same as homosexuality, it's just a way of thinking of the thing. How long will it be before that argument is had? I think it'll be in our lifetime.
It probably will be.
And we will be the people that will be tarnished as being the bigots and saying, oh, well, you know, this, you know, it's...
We have a generation of bigots for the future.
But it's, again, that's not natural. It's sick.
It's sick.
It's fucking sick.
It's just... Don't touch children.
No.
You don't take their innocence.
We've said this many times on this show. Leave the kids alone.
Leave the kids alone. We should get a t-shirt with that.
Yeah.
Jane abused. Leave those kids alone.
That would be great, yeah. But that's all I get to the Andrex advert. It's fucking sick. I think I'm the only person that ever saw it. Until I highlight it to people and go, do you not realise how fucking sick
it
is?
Yeah, no. There wasn't any murmurings or anything on, you know what I mean? Everyone just saw it as an advert, as people speaking what they think.
Yeah.
X, Y, Z. But until you go, hang on a minute, you're asking children what it feels like to put toilet paper across.
It's fucking disgusting, mate.
It gets to the point where, well...
I'd be embarrassed if somebody asked me that.
Exactly.
And said, you know... I mean, I might say jokingly, you know, if I've had, like, a big diarrhea shit, I'd be like, oh, it took a few wipes to get that clean. You know, but I would, if somebody came up to me and said, what does it feel like when you, you know, you clean yourself after you've been thought, I'd be like, fuck off!
Well, or you could think on your feet and go, I don't wipe, I shower it off. I hose it off with the shower.
No, I couldn't want something worse than that. I'd be like, well, I don't know why you actually once you lick me off all that anyway.
I clean myself like a cat.
What amount of time, mate?
53 odd minutes.
What do you want to do? You know what? We want to talk about the act, don't we? Yeah. I'll let you talk about it while I eat and drink.
We realised something. We did... Is it the last two episodes we've done?
Two or three episodes.
The last two episodes we've done, as long-time listeners of the show may know, we used to do the Yak of the Week.
Yeah.
It was the You're a Cunt segment. Every week to be a nominated personality, people, person, organisation, and it was you're the cunt of the week for that week. And we've kind of unceremoniously just forgotten to do that, haven't we?
Yeah.
So...
But no, I don't think it's for the worst.
Not for the worst.
I think the last two episodes, I mean, this is not going to be a good episode, I don't think. I don't think we've hit the ball on this one.
Due to illness, this episode is not top form.
You're ill, you're poorly, and I'm just fucking knackered, if I'm being truthful.
You're just eating the Philly Fog crisps.
I don't even know how you pronounce it. Is it Philly Fog?
Philly Air Fog.
Hey, I tell you what. I've realised something. I've got Mexican-style taco rolls, which are these, and I've also got my Sombrero Mexican tequila beer.
See, I was thinking ahead, mate. I was thinking ahead.
Well, no, because I bought this. But thank you for the Philly Fogs. I'm going to eat all these.
I had a psychic vision that you were going to talk about Mexican stuff. Wow. So I brought
Mexican crisps from Mexican window. We never discussed. I mean, let's be honest. We never discussed what we're going to do before you're in the studio.
Exactly.
We would have compiled topics and be like, right, okay, we'll do this, this and this. And then we just hit record.
And wing it.
And then we just wing it. Honestly, it's all one take stuff, isn't it? I mean, it's very rare we ever stop. I don't think we've ever stopped on this show, have we?
No. It's one take, and if it fucks up, it fucks up.
It fucks up. We don't fucking...
We overrun. We don't make time. We don't make the time.
So I do apologise if you are listening to the show. I don't think episode 10 is going to be a good show. And I know you wanted to do something good for episode 10. I won't particularly bother. I know some shows do something. I mean, maybe a few of you guys out there was hoping that we would do something important for episode 10.
It's only episode 10.
No, it's not come to pass, has it?
No. Maybe in a 40 odd episodes time, we might come up with something.
100 episodes.
But, hey.
I thought you were bringing some weed.
At some point, mate, I will acquire some weed.
I just want to get stoned, mate. You think I was going to have about 500 bags of weed? It'd just be me just going, hey, crunch, 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 crunch. Can't fucking wait. But I think... I don't know, man. Should we just leave it there?
We need to earmark a few a block for when we're going to do that episode.
You what?
So we need to work out when we're going to do that episode so we can link up I can get, so it's all fresh and nice.
What's fresh and nice?
The weed.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, fair enough, mate.
Because if you want to do it, it's got to be fresh, isn't it?
You don't, yeah, you're on the shit.
You're going to buy it, like, tomorrow, and then it's just sits there.
What are you doing? You're smoking it as a joint, or are you doing it as a bowl?
It's joints.
Sweet, mate.
Don't worry, I know how to do it.
I have to keep the windows open. Take it steady, dude.
And a fan. The bonus
one. Yeah, it'll be alright, it'll be alright. Is there any other homework we need to do? We'll just let this... Do we need any homework? Or...
I don't think there's any homework.
I don't think there is. Should we just leave it there?
We'll leave it there.
I do apologise. It's not been the greatest episode in the world. There's always one train wreck. Episode 6 was the fucking train wreck and a half.
I'm dying.
And he's dying, as you can clearly hear.
I will be back next week if I survive a week.
Mate, you'll be alright. As long as you don't get burnt. Burnt by the cops, you'll be alright, dude.
So.
Leave it at that?
I'll leave it at that.
Right, yeah. Peeps. That's us. We're done and over. I've been Walter Mellons.
I've been Anthony Rampage.
I love the way you've coordinated. Mate, you're so fucked.
I'm honestly just dying.
That's it. We're out of here anyway. So take it steady, I suppose, peeps.
Bye.
This is Chris and I.